The first ever Warehouse Games Captains League Slapball Tournament is underway. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Slapball presented by Shady Rays. Upgrade your eyewear game today with an exclusive offer from Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com, use code WAREHOUSE for 40% off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Thanks, Shady Rays.
Today is December 13th, and Carlos Rodon rumors are a-swirling. Yankees gonna extend a formal offer soon, Jake? That's the buzz. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
That's the buzz?
That's the buzz.
Weekly awards. We're all about the buzz.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. Use code Yanks or Talkin'? Which one is it, Jake?
Use code Yanks, Jimmy. $20 off your first SeatGeek order.
At SeatGeek, on the app or the website, or yell it into the ether. But that last one might not work. Thanks to SeatGeek. Appreciate you. My name's Jimmy. His name is Jake. And we got producer BBD in the corner. And there's only one kind of topic swirling around Yankees land right now.
There's one real topic flowing around Yankees land.
Ooh, are there, I don't even know of fake ones. I mean, I guess you can save those to
you know
afterwards.
Of one of them. Tatis, but.
That isn't even fake.
It's the definition of fake.
The one that's slightly more real was Correa, but that also got.
They addressed faked. Both of those on Yes Hot Stove last night, so we're officially at that point of the season. Yeah, like those.
What
are,
they say?
They said that those aren't real.
Yeah. Okay.
They're fake.
Yeah.
Neither on the Yankees radar.
But yeah, the Rodon stuff. I mean, coming from winter meetings, that was on a lot of Yankee fans' minds after the Judge situation, which we know that got solved. So yeah, Rodon is hot in the streets. By the way, he talked about credit to Judge and his agents and group and team for kind of white lotusing the perfect signing situation, flying to Hawaii the day before that. The Time article comes out the day before that. He's at the Bucks game, got the secret bidder in the Padres. Rodon is also in a crazy good spot. So that's going to be, I don't know. We're going to see the Yankees limit tested because this is a guy that has a little bit of an injury history with him that teams for the past couple years now have been shy to give that big contract. And now, like you've seen with a lot of these guys who are getting paid, Trey Turner's, Judge, Bogaerts, Nimmo, Carlos Rodon is going to join those guys as one of the big winners of this offseason. So it'll be interesting to see where Hal and the Yankees are willing to go and what other competition there is for him.
There's been a lot of chatter, and BBD and I talked about this a lot. The Yankees have two different ways deals get done. One, it's the worst-kept secret ever, and everyone talks about it over and over and over and over again. The Yankees are going to trade for Sonny Gray. The Yankees are going to trade for Sonny Gray. And then, like, that was like a week. That was like 8 days worth of, like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And then it happened. Or it just happens. The Yankees trade Gary Sanchez and Gio. There was no buzz about them going to the Twins for IKF and Donaldson. Like, there was nothing.
Right.
John Stanton, it was like 12 hours of heavy buzz, and then it happened. So usually it's stealthy or, like, it swirls, and then you know it's coming to a close. Like, Judge, you knew it was coming to a close when it was coming to a close. This Rodon one feels murky to me. Because it's not, it's closer to the Sonny Gray where, like, it just seems like everyone is just saying eventually this is going to happen because Hal's going to go get his guy. But what's the holdup right now is my question. We heard that the Yankees want him. They like his toughness. They tried to trade for him at the deadline. They think he's got the grit to succeed in the Bronx. And then we heard personally that he wants to come to New York. He's interested in coming to New York. if Judge didn't sign, he wasn't. It was off his list. And then, so he was waiting out the Judge thing, which is interesting to me. Maybe because if he's going to San Francisco, he's following Judge.
Big Judge guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. In that timeline, I mean, we've been in it on Rodon. I mean, even you know, coming into the offseason, speculative, and hey, what are some of the stuff we got from Judge? You know, him and Hal's in Italy. They hammer out the contract. Judge said part of his stipulation was like, hey, you better be bringing in more guys while we're in this window with myself, with Gerrit Cole. You know, Stanton, if you're going to be paying all these guys that much money, you know, you almost need to go the next step. And really, the guy who is that next step in free agency is Carlos Rodon. He'll give the Yankees the best rotation they've, you know, had in a long time. Asterisk, maybe depending how guys perform, one of their best ever.
The Yankees rotation? Be best ever with Rodon?
It's a discussion.
Top four would be Cole, Rodon, Nestor, Seve, in whatever order you like.
I don't have Seve.
Botas Foley bonus piece.
I don't have Seve as a, like, 25 to 30 game starting pitcher in my head. So that's a difference maker there.
Started 19 last year.
Yeah, and, you know, a big pause. Right. On purpose, 60-game IL. Seems like they're going to do something like that again to limit him.
I don't
feels
know.
Like with him, will you got to be like,
will that be his last year of this contract?
Yeah, they picked up the final year.
There's really no reason to hold him back at that point. I mean,
well, if we want him for the postseason and you think that he can't handle that many innings, then you would do it again.
They didn't really do that, I mean, with Jamar and Nestor too much. They just got a week. So, yeah, I mean, hey. Seve came into this year with having three starts in the last three seasons. So, you know, 19, you know, and we know the stuff that went around his 60-day IL stint that he didn't want to do it and all that, but it was probably the smart move as they were trying to save him for the playoffs, but they ended up doing that with too many guys for August, and August got ugly. But either way, Luis Severino with a career 339 as a fourth starter would be a pretty nice place to be. So, but either way, it's on to Rodon, because if you don't like Seve as a four, you definitely won't like him as a three. So we'll see what happens. I think the biggest problem is there are three big fish left in free agency. Dansby Swanson, Carlos Rodon, Carlos Correa. The Yankees are out on the shortstops. If you're any team that wants a starting pitcher, which is every team, I mean, we've talked about the Minnesota Twins making Rodon their, like, ace. Like, could that be a big move they do? Like, every team wants this guy. He's a lefty strikeout machine who, coming off an injury history, the past 2 years has been nailed. So, you know, there's other pieces out there, the Benintendis and Drurys, who Profars, guys that can impact winning games on given days, but none of the level of those top three. And look what happened with Xander Bogaerts. He got 11 years, 280 from the Padres. So Rodon being the last pitcher, the last big piece pitcher, I heard Jack Curry say last night that he, you know, one executive was like, you know, he's going to break the bank for 5 years. And Jack Curry was with another executive who was like, there's no way he takes less than 8 years because we're in that kind of free agency. So that's where the numbers and how big is your leash starts to get real interesting.
The recent rumor, I didn't hear eight. I heard that they were going to, like, offer six with an option for a seventh. That was the most recent thing that I heard. But, I mean, there's almost too much noise to, like, for any of that to be worth anything to me.
Okay.
Because there's so many different scopes of what is his contract to be, so it just feels like guessing instead of, like, I don't know. Which, as you knew, they offered 360. Where they were offered 320, whatever it was, and then the Giants came out. And all that turned out to be pretty true.
Right.
You didn't know about the Padres. So I'm interested to see where this falls. Is there any number that scares you? Like, are we still doing that? I know a lot of Yankee fans are still doing, like, I want them, but not for that. I've never really had that in me because it's not my money and I just want to go get talent.
Right.
Do you have anything that scares you?
No, I mean, the biggest thing that scares me is low testosterone when I get older. Or right now. I don't know. But with Roman, you should, if you're a fella or you know a fella, and they're struggling with one of the following things. Better sex life. Hello. Interested. Roman's there to help. They have their Roman swipes help you last 4 times longer in bed if that is something you're struggling with. Or the low T, like I mentioned. Testosterone, get your testosterone levels back to normal. They increase your libido. Roman, they offer testosterone tests. Gonna have to take that. And treatment for low testosterone. No waiting rooms, no hassle. It is straightforward digital experience from the comfort of your home. If medication or testing is appropriate, Roman will send it directly to your door. Everything arrives in discreet packaging with free 2-day shipping. So, what you need to do, learn more about how to achieve your personal sexual health goals. Yep. Mm-hmm. Go to ro.co/yanks today to get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/yanks. ro.co/yanks. If any of those things are something you're dealing with, Roman is where you need to go to get it checked out. Thank you to the Romans.
They need to sign a pitcher with multiple years. And that's where I don't really care because you have Seve's a free agent after this year. Montas is a free agent. So Montas and Seve are gone. Right now they're in the rotation. So if you don't, they have to sign a pitcher this year. I mean, if they weren't to sign a pitcher this year, one, that would suck because you need help in the staff. But then it would also suck for next year because now you need to chase a bunch of starters. Cole and Nestor are the only two locked up.
Like we've talked about a lot of times on this show, Brian Cashman has his whiteboards with different information on them. And I think if we're being honest, one of them definitely had Carlos Rodon. Like what you said, we heard Rodon wants the Yankees. From all the smoke, it's pretty much confirmed that
not
the Yankees...
Not wants, but is there...
You could say
they're,
wants.
Well, we didn't hear that. We heard they were one of the choices, but they were going to not be if they didn't land Judge.
Wants the Yankees if they give him the right contract, you know? It's... Montas. Phew. Let's see what he is this year, huh?
Could be good.
Could be good.
Could not be.
Could be the best fifth starter in baseball. BBD was tweeting about that. There's definitely a plan with Rodon. The thing we don't know is what's the plan if it's not. If the Padres or another team that's thrown tons of money around beats the Yankees and straight up beats them, because we know the Yankees do operate as a business. And we saw it with Patrick Corbin, who a lot of people... because of the left-handedness and just the circumstances of this free agency, we know the Yankees are willing to be outbid if they think it's going to be a bad one, which, by the way, that Patrick Corbin contract is now one of the worst in baseball. For the last 2 years, he's been atrocious.
Whoa.
Patrick Corbin would say that. Even his best man at the wedding, who was getting him in pinstripes.
A lot of bold on that baseball reference page the last couple of years.
The bad columns. So, the Yankees, and the part that we just don't know is what's the plan. We saw the first trade of, like, the first big offseason trade happen the other day. Sean Murphy went from Oakland to the Braves, William Contreras to Milwaukee. So, if the Yankees do miss on Rodon, and you ask if there's a number that freaks me out, not really, because, you know, we're in it. We want to win the World Series next year. Give me Cole. Give me Nestor, give me Rodon, give me Seve, let me know who's there. Add on with Judge, give me some left field options. But we don't know what that alternate option is. We know the Yankees were pretty close to trading for Pablo Lopez at the trade deadline, but then that fell apart. So, you know, if the options are Carlos Rodon for 8 years, 200, and everyone's like, man, the last 5 years of that contract are going to be as bad as you could see, and the alternate is like trading a Glaber and a prospect for Pablo Lopez, then, I don't know, then we could have the discussion, but we don't know what else is on the board at all. So that kind of makes it like, hey, let's get Rodon in. Let's not give up any of the prospects. So when we need to cash in on whatever the next need is, we can do that.
The Yankees do kind of do with their pitching the last few years, like J-Mo and a couple other guys, where it's like they'll trade for a guy with 2 years left. I think Lopez has still more than that, maybe. Maybe it's only two. In either case, I'm guessing the backup would be another one of those moves, but I don't know who it is yet.
I mean, looking at the free agent market, if they don't get Rodon, it's weird. It's okay. Are they going to go bring Kluber back? They really like him. Are they going to go get Syndergaard and bring him back on a 2 year cheaper deal? Are they going to go get Hill, Waka, Lyles? No. Smiley, no. Evaldi, bring him back on a 2 year, 3 year deal? Like, are those guys going to get those? So it's almost Rodon or trade, it seems like. Because if you sign any of the guys I just named, they're not. They're the 4 or 5.
Right.
So, and then trade is much loftier because the Yankees, I feel like they can use their trade pieces in a better way. So go get Rodon. And then I'm still excited for like the trades the Yankees are going to make.
Right.
And it's almost like get Rodon and then let's do the fun part of the offseason. And if it's coming.
That's got to be the thought process because of what you just said. If we sign Rodon, we still think there's a trade time coming.
Yeah.
So we need more of those chips, more of those assets to make more trades. And everyone keeps swirling that the Yankees are looking into something else. It's not Tatis. It's not Correa. They're definitely hitting up the trade market and looking for an outfielder, I think.
I don't know what that was, but that was one person calling three people that knew they would tweet it and then say it on air, and clearly a different agenda behind it, because that never happens.
Yeah.
Like three different areas to say the same vague. Just found out the Yankees are in on something big. What?
Nice.
That's
the only like concrete rumor, which isn't even, that is out there, is which doesn't fall into the something big category, is like, I don't know, Diamondbacks have a bunch of young outfielders and Yankees would be interested in them. They have a lot of years of control. Doesn't fall into the something big category.
But the way people talk about, like, okay, so like that three-team trade for the Brewers and the Braves, to me, that's not big at all. But the way that people that were making that trade were like, this is a big one. And I think only like 9 out of 10 diehard baseball fans are like, that's a big trade.
I mean, a World Series contender getting one of the best catchers in the game, that's a significant move.
It's not.
Sean Murphy doesn't have a lot of Sean sex Murphy's, appeal besides the butt.
Yeah.
But I think that's because he's been in Oakland. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
No, he's a pre-arb.
He's a top,
just like
top
a
three
kind of
catcher
a,
in the game.
I think, no one knew any of the players going to the Brewers. I think that's kind of
William
like,
Contreras was an all-star this year. We had two all-star catchers getting traded. That's a big trade.
It is a big trade. I mean, I don't think it's on the radar of like normal people. Okay.
My dad's a baseball fan. I doubt my dad can name any of those people.
Well, I think there's two separate discussions there. And I think your dad knows. He's pretty tuned in. I mean, if it's a star appeal for baseball thing, let's save that for January because that's not going to work. But two all-star catchers got traded for each other. So if the Yankees trade for an all-star outfielder, I think that'd be pretty significant.
It depends on the guy. I mean, you could be an all-star and be a one-time all-star, and it's not like an all-star's whatever.
Second episode this week is, I think, going to be on our outfield options.
The average fan hears big and they think like big, like Soto trade or fucking like
that's like once in a lifetime.
Mookie went, or they think Tatis, they think big shit like that, and then something like, you know, Dalton Varsho trade happens, and you're like, that was what you guys were hyping up. It's like, that's cool, but it's not, you know, the big trade. But the Astros are in on Varsho, it seems.
Yep. A lot of teams are. Be a pretty big trade if you get Dalton Varsho, short king.
I got a different definition of big trade.
Catcher, outfielder, all the potential in the world.
Supposedly they're talking with the Twins about people. They just say, you want Donaldson back? You want Hicksy back? That was like, I don't know who
Twins,
wrote that.
Twins, you like that KF once.
Yeah, you like, yeah, yeah. If you're not getting Correa, you want the guy you were going to get?
Austin needs a shortstop. Yeah, I guess kind of closing off on Rodon before we start leaking into the other stuff. If it's not Rodon, it just gets a lot trickier because of teams to trade with. You know, we just mentioned my Diamondbacks. We mentioned the Marlins briefly. Offseason's the time of eternal hope that there's only so many teams that are going to be willing to trade a quality starting pitcher at this point of the year. Like, I'd say 25 of the teams, even teams that are partially delusional, Colorado Rockies, like, aren't going to trade a starting pitcher at this part of the offseason because they're like, well, you know, let's see what happens next year. So, I don't know. I think if it's not Rodon, you're definitely going to hear some Pablo Lopez rumors. You know, you might get a couple mystery teams. You might get a Zach Gallen in an outfielder from Arizona type rumor or something like that. Or what the Yankees would do, probably focus their efforts elsewhere, improving the left side of the infield, left field, and then see who's around at the trade deadline. And try to get through the first half of the year with Domingo and Clark Schmidt and guys like that.
I hope not. Just go get Rodon. I mean, Herman should be off the team by spring training. He's got no options. So what do? You have to put him on the back end of the bullpen or your fifth starter, and then he's there. Because once the Yankees put themselves in that pickle, they don't cut bait until the trade deadline. So if Herman starts a team with the Yankees, he's on the 26-man roster in some role, even if he's not performing until August 30th. So I think that's you nip that in the bud right away. You go get a pitcher and you push him because he's been good, but you don't use him. He's like
we all thought there was a role you were saving him for, and you didn't use him in that role.
Yes.
So then what are we doing?
And then yes, and then he's stuck. He's not stuck. You're punishing him. You're not. He's got talent. Go see if someone will grab him because the way the Yankees have been utilizing him, it seems like they don't want to use him. So they need to cut that before the season starts. Otherwise, it's just going to be there, and then he's going to get the cockroach roared, and it's going to be like, what's going on here?
He will not get that award.
Like, right now, he's the fifth starter, and I don't even believe that. Like, I don't know. We don't have a lot of depth at starting pitching in the minors, but, like, it might be like in 2017 when Monty all of a sudden made the staff, and you're like, oh, we weren't expecting this. Like,
Burrito.
Like, I tell you this, if this is the team that starts spring training, there's no way they're like, Herman's the fifth starter. They're like, oh, open competition, and they're going to name Burrito and Schmidt, Davey, and just like someone will win it out. So I think that's something you just kind of like, you got to attach him somewhere to something.
30-year-old Domingo Herman, older than Seve, Montas, and Nestor.
And I like Clark Schmidt, but the way they've used him has been ridiculous. Like, I don't think they're going to make him into a starting pitcher next year. That is, you know, they got no, you always say you need seven starters. Right now, they have four.
I think when you do seven starters, you would count someone like Clark Schmidt as the seven.
Kind of. They always bring in, like, and they'll bring in some old guys. Like if Smiley or Lyles, which one was it? One of the, if, like, doesn't get signed, they'll bring him in as a camp. Who was the pitcher? That Juli Chacin.
Elise,
like, there's going to be those guys that will be in camp and then go to AAA, and then after the first 30 days opt out and go somewhere else.
Right.
They'll pick them up. But yeah, they need pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Rodon, I think they won't, cuz I think they have Herman, Clark, Johnny Brito as 6, 7, 8
They'll do some camp invite. It's harmless.
Camp invite, yeah.
Right, like Asher Wojciechowski type stuff, but nothing that's going to change the course of the season. Like, Ulys Jasny never pitched for the Yankees.
No.
He got that one game, right?
I think Woj got one or two. I don't think Ulys got in for the Yanks.
Did he just come onto the roster one game?
He never got in. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, it looks like he didn't get in. Who was the guy this year that got in?
He wore the pinstripe. Oh, did he?
No, I don't think
released
he did.
Released March 28th, so no.
What am I thinking of?
Hot.
You're not thinking of Asher? Because he...
I'm thinking of Chichi Gonzalez.
Who got
that one start this year.
A couple Rockies legends.
Chichi, J.P. Sears traded him. Damn. I was trying to see, like, players that have 2 years of ARB left, like the will-be 2025 agents.
Right.
Free agents.
That's the Yankees' MO.
Yes, to get 2 years, but I can't. Spotrac just gives you, like, free agents, I guess. Like, they give me just guys that are not on. Oh, no, they have Pablo Lopez down here. And Domingo.
If they're also
I'm pretty
free
sure
agent
he's got
right
his
now.
2 years left.
They make a Mets trade with Lucchesi. Max Fried, he's not moving. Spencer Turnbull. There's not a lot. Paddock.
Yeah.
John Means. Go get him. Yeah, there's not a lot. Soroka. Pablo's the only one that fits that bill. And we know that they already tried once to go grab him.
Yeah.
Go get Rodon, man.
It's a...
ground ball pitcher. So, a lefty ground ball pitcher. At the stadium.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's even strikeout before ground ball. I mean, the dude, 237 strikeouts in 178 innings. He led the National League in Ks per nine last year.
Yeah, but well, of batted balls, he's
right.
A ground ball pitcher.
But he's an absolute, probably should have done a little more of this at the start. But we've talked about Rodon for a couple years now between free agency and trade deadline before that. But yeah. And he's power pitcher, big lefty. And David Cohn, who, you know, some pitching opinions, I will value his over mine, some. He very much believes in the variety of pitchers. And he's like, Rodon would give them the complete. You have Cole and Rodon as your righty-lefty power pitchers. You have Nestor doing Nestor things. Juice? Been a minute. You got Seve being Seve, and then it would be Montas as your wild card, which, again, there's, you know, we got as bad of a taste as Frankie Montas as we could, but what he could potentially be as a fifth starter would be cool. So, ideally, it's Rodon. We could start turning our heads to what sneaky outfielders might be out there or retooling the left side of the infield with some of our prospects and other capital, or... I don't know. If we don't get Rodon, the plan changes drastically again. Like we talked about, if it's not Judge, like, holy crap, what the hell are we going to do? If it's not Rodon, it's not that significant. You just need a starter, at least one to help you get to through the trade deadline.
We'll look into the sexy trade options.
A catcher has left the AL East. Zunino.
Oh.
Goes to the Guardians.
Oh.
Guardians going with a catcher with some pop, not their MO.
Interesting.
Big Z.
Zunino's out. What are the Rays up to?
They signed their biggest free agent ever, Zach Eflin.
That's true. I did forget about that move.
McClanahan, Glass now will be back for them. Rasmussen, Eflin. They're the Rays.
And they'll be good.
They are the Rays.
When's Rodon going to fucking do something? I am worried about someone outbidding, like, the way the spending is going. That, you know, when you compare it, you know, you look at what Bogart's got, and you're like, whoa. I don't. Again, I ultimately don't care.
Right.
Like, I won't really be that upset. Or if it's like crazy money in years, I'll be like, all right, I'll deal with that when we deal with that. But that's going to be cool for the next 3 years. But I don't know. It seems like it's going to, the envelope's Boris guy, it seems like the envelope's going to be pushed to its absolute fullest the way this free agency is going.
He is the pitching version of Bogarts. Like, he's...
I still don't think that's enough, to be honest, of the Yankees offseason. Like...
No, I mean, they
still need left field.
The infield
needs to be
They need to
out.
Retool their offense. Because, you know, we want to see Volpe and Peraza, right? Like, if they're still on the team come opening day, play those guys and let's find out. Oswaldo Cabrera, kind of a wild card. You know, can play everywhere. Will he be on the roster come opening day? Is he the trade piece? But, yeah, I mean...
They don't have a leadoff
here. It very much feels like they need to... Well... DJ, depending on...
He's out for the start, or I guess they don't know yet, but it seems like you should prepare if he is going to be.
That,
and is he a leadoff hitter? They didn't like him leadoff even when he was healthy last year that much.
Aaron Judge.
They kept trying other stuff,
and then they would go back, and they like, you know...
Benny timing. I think you figure that out later. I think their current game plan is let's get Rodon, and let's figure out the best way to retool basically the left side of our baseball team.
Yeah, I really want, I mean, who's the starting left fielder right now?
Oswaldo Cabrera.
Probably Oswaldo.
So that's not going to be the case. Okay, so we're still looking at a lot of things that are not going to be the case. So we need to figure that out.
I think we're going to...
Like, get Rodon and move on. Because that's where I really, really want to see where things go.
Right. Because that's where the big trade is going to blindside us.
Yeah, there's going to be a trade that comes out of nowhere, just like hopefully you're not, you know, just eating a 50-milligram gummy when it breaks, but also hopefully you are, because that was fun.
Who are you talking to?
Top 80.
Is that a big trade?
Yeah, I think so, because it was all just Donaldson's contract money, and it was like the Yankees... Getting rid of Gary was kind of, like, big at that point. He had been such a talking point.
Okay.
And it was a straight-up swap for swap. Two teams, like...
It was all MLB play.
IKF just went to the Twins, so that was kind of, like, shocking.
It's a shocking trade.
Yeah. We had known the Yankees were, like, pretty interested in him as a stopgap. We figured off the board when he goes to the Twins.
I think Murphy-Contreras trade... is a bigger trade, but I think the Donaldson trade was more shocking.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't have that as a big trade. I mean, I don't know why it seems to be bothering you that I don't, but I don't.
You said Donaldson was a big trade. I think there's some comparison.
Yeah, I mean, a former MVP making $20 million, like that's a lot of money and premier positions being moved around there. Like teams' identities got changed in that trade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to the DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. They have their same-game parlays, easy and fast payouts. And right now, you can bet $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Boost them. They got their every day. They've got different boosts and plays going on. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code JOMBOY. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOMBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Details. All right. Well, hopefully the next episode we do, Rodon is Yankee. We get to talk about what the contract is and then what the next steps are. I think we will be blindsided by a trade soon, so we're also on call for that. That'll be fun. Yeah.
And if not that, I think our plan is a big left field deep dive on the options later this week.
So, oh, I am excited to go through those options and learn.
Yeah.
Good shit. All right.
Back to 2 a week. Love you guys.
Go Yanks. Dolem Grounds.
Go Yankees.